What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
98.5 Sunshine FM, one of Australia's favourite entertainers, Monica Trappiger, is launching a new look child safety handbook. The handbook promotes safety by teaching protective behaviours and providing safety tips that guard against accidents and foster safe playing. Monica, welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
Thank you so much. Lovely to talk to you.
You're an obvious choice for launching a safety book because children know you so well, but your work doesn't only have you entertaining children, does it?
No, regularly entertaining animals and all sorts of adults and peculiar characters. No, I've been involved in children for the last 20 years, but I mean, I started more than anything in the cabaret jazz world, I suppose you'd say. And I've done anything from, you know, TV work to commercials to a lot of live children's work. And most importantly, I have a haggle of children myself. So I think that's probably really why I'm more appropriate than anyone else is that between me, my partner and myself, we have six kids.
Okay.
And we've spent various times in hospital, various times in casualties, and some kids have got through life without any scrapes, others have had many, and we just as parents know what it's like. And it's one of those things that, you know, the handbook, which is something that's been around for a while, for about 10 years, the safety handbook, has now been revamped and is really set up for problems that kids face these days. And accompanying that's got a great website, which is, you know, interactive for children. They can go on there and have a bit of fun at the same time, learn do's and don'ts and hopefully get take away some, you know, good helpful tips about safety around them and their world generally.
The world keeps changing and there's different ways that kids need to keep safe. And one of those ways these days is online. There's so many dangers on the internet, but of course the fullysafe.com.au website, as you say, is interactive and it's a great place that kids can go and parents know that their kids are safe online.
Absolutely. Plus, it also gives you some tips on how to stay safe online. And, you know, if they have something that looks a little bit sus or, you know, someone tries to contact them that they don't feel right about, it basically tells the kids what to do and, you know, says you don't be afraid ever to ask an adult. And if you do have fears about something, then speak to someone you trust, speak to an adult you trust. And if you don't get any answers there, speak to another adult you trust. Because these days, it's all about kids trying to get them to vocalise their problems and their fears and their thoughts on things because, you know, parents are so, so busy these days. There's a lot of families with both parents working and you know, a lot of families with lots of kids in them. And as a parent, you just can't have your eyes everywhere all the time. You know, it just, you need your eyes in the back of your head, on your kneecaps and on the balls of your feet. I mean, it's all those things you just don't know. I was in the South Coast recently on a beautiful beach holiday and there was this huge, big sort of wash-up of blue bottles that had come up. And, you know, so I made the kids walk up further along, you know, the beach, you know, up higher where I thought the tide hadn't come in. And, you know, one of my sons is walking along and steps on a blue bottle and it's like, well, what do? You know, and there's just things that help all the time, that just little things that we can do to make kids aware. And the website's fantastic because they'll have fun while they're learning and hopefully take a lot of that in.
I suppose that's the challenge, isn't it? Give the kids an opportunity to learn, but not make it feel like they're having another school lesson, but having a lot of fun and learning along the way.
Yeah, and also not, you know, trying to keep the fear factor lower because, you know, there are things out there now that we didn't face as kids and that kids are now coming up against. And you know, you don't want to terrify them, you don't want to make them feel bad, but at the same time you do want to make them aware of what's going on. And we try and sort of cover, you know, right from home safety, backyard safety, traffic safety, peer group pressure, bullying, interactive, on the internet safety, even we go right through to drug and alcohol. And it's one of those things that, you know, it's hard to cover all those things, health and safety in terms of just looking after themselves hygienically, you know, washing your hands and the way, how easily germs spread and all those sort of things that are, you know, we take for granted, but they are things that kids face all the time.
There's such a huge range of things, and I guess, like you're saying, we can be very overprotective of our kids, and as long as we're doing that, then our kids are never going to learn how to protect themselves, and yet that's what this book and the website is about, helping them to be able to handle some of those things themselves.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a big believer in that children have got to be independent. You've got to teach them independence. But you've also got to teach them that it's cool to say, hey, I don't know what to do here. Help me out, you know. And it's I think the strongest kids are the ones that you can instill that confidence in them so that they will try and look after themselves. But at the same time, if they're not too sure, they have no fear of asking you. Because that's a big thing. And I know even in just families, you know, you get the eldest child is always going to be very different to the youngest child, who's again very different to the middle children, to, you know, and if you've got twins or triplets or whatever, every one of them's different. They're all individuals, but they all have different fears. And just even the placement in a family can affect a child's confidence. And so it's just good to have, you know, a guide there that says, look, this is okay. You know, you're not feeling great. Doesn't matter. Ask someone about it. Or, you know, these moods are expected and they're part of puberty or, you know, just part of growing up. And it's basically there to just as a bit of reassurance as well.
What sort of an age range is this marketed at?
These days, kids are on the internet before they can read, which is an amazing thing. I would find it astounding. So, in a way, the website's set up so that, yes, you have to be able to read, but there is also characters there who speak and you can deal with. So kids who aren't, you know, fluently reading are already looking at that website, being able to say, oh, you know, I can take some of this. There are fun games here that I can understand. And just the visuals alone are very strong so that they can kind of say, okay, well, that's danger here and that's not, and, you know, learning the signs about danger. But really, you know, I think any kid who can start to read, it's a great thing to give them the handbook, because if there's something they don't understand in it, they can say to you, you know, can you explain this to me? And it's great as parents to be able to read with your kids. I think that's a really big thing these days that we don't do enough of, is that parents reading with their children and explaining things to them as they come up. And then, as I said, goes right through to, you know, alcohol, drug awareness, smoking, all that sort of thing that kids face all the time. I walked past a bunch of kids today with their mother coming out, you know, of a shopping centre, and these young boys, you know, they look like they're 11 and you know, maybe 13, 14. And Mum had a cigarette and two boys had a cigarette. And I'm thinking, oh, and there's little kids as well. I'm thinking, what's it showing them, you know? And if those kids were aware of just how dangerous it is to be smoking at that age, and the fact that, you know, it's going to stunt their growth, it's not good for development, it's not good for their bones, it's not good for their lungs, you know, maybe we'd think twice about it. It's one of those things that you see it all the time, and we are no different in Sydney to anywhere else in the world. We suffer the same, you know, we've got the same things around us, the same environments that are not always perfectly safe. So it's really one of those things that it's just, again, stepping up the awareness. And I think that there's a really good place for this. And the handbook's been around for 10 years, but this is really an updated version. It's much cooler, it's much hipper, it's much more fun. The graphics are fantastic. The topics are a lot more real. And obviously having the backup of that website is fantastic.
The money that is made from it is going back into the community, isn't it?
Absolutely. We've got some really great sponsors and people who are really helping out, you know, like the St John's Ambulance and the various police departments and fire departments, and all sorts of people have come on board. And, you know, there's over 350,000 copies of this that go out to public schools. But if you can't, if your school is one of those schools that doesn't get it, then you can go online and download it and just check it out and have a bit of an interactive play on it.
It sounds like a fantastic book, and the new one is out this week, the Child Safety Handbook 2007. That website, if you'd like to have a look, is www.fullysafe.com.au. But Monica Trappiger, it's been a delight to talk to you. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.